Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn you Shalom Yuma, Perikhei, Halachavav, and the Oizah of the Tzuris Adav. It's on Lamed Alma Beis on the bottom, and the article Tzuris Adav is on Lamed Chesomad Aleph. And today's Adav sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas Biakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And here we learn about the end of the Avodah Hadam, the last steps of what's done with the Adam of the Pyre and Sar of Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah tells us, he's al Tiyarah Shalom Zbeach Shev Pa'amim. He sprinkles it on the Tiyarah, which is on the flat part of the Mizbeach. That's Mizbeach Hazav, seven times. Shiari Hadam HaYoshevich HaYosoyim HaRavi Shalom Zbeach Chitzoyin. The leftovers of the blood is poured on the western base of the outer Mizbeach. Now, so Mishnah, Shalom Zbeach Chitzoyin HaYoshevich HaYosoy Duraimi. Any blood that was applied to the outer Mizbeach, any components that were done there, which is the vast majority of them, so the extras of that blood, the Shiari Hadam, is poured on the southern base of the Mizbeach, and Elu Ve'elim Sarvim Ba'ama, both of them intermingle in the Ama, which is this channel of water that runs through the Hazara, V'yotzel Nachal Kidroin, and then they flow out of the base of the Mikdash complex to Nachal Kidroin, the Kidroin Valley, V'nim Karmel Ganon Lezevel, and everything that comes out is sold to the gardeners over there for fertilizer. U'mayelin Bay, one is able to be Iver Me'ilu with it. Me'ilu is when one misappropriates Hekdesh, he uses it for his own needs, so one could be Iver Me'ilu with it. Now the Gemara clarifies this first in the Mishnah, of that he's Mazet on the flat part of the Mizbeach, so quotes a pasuk V'hiza Alav, what do we learn from here? Loy Alafarav, not on the ashes that are on the Mizbeach Hazav. And when the pasuk says Alav, that tells us Loy Al-Gachalav, not on the coals that are on the Mizbeach Hazav, rather on the flat part of the Mizbeach Hazav without any coals or ashes. Now the question is, which part of the top of the Mizbeach is he sprinkling on? So Isan Yatani Tzad Svaini, Isan Yatani Tzad Droimi. So those that teach in Braisa, the northern side, those that teach the southern side. Remember, the north is to the right and south is to the left. Laman Hamad Alf on top, Mada Amar Tzad Svaini, Ribblezer, the one who says it's the northern side that's Ribblezer, because again, according to Ribblezer, as we learned previously, the Kohen Gadol is walking out of the Kodesh Kedashim from the north side, because there's only one Parai Chesed was open in the north, so he's doing the sprinkling on the north side. Because remember, according to Ribblezer, the Kohen Gadol stands in one place and applies the blood to the four corners of the Mizbeach, and so he's standing by the Tzad Svaini, he's not moving, so that's where he does these seven sprinklings on the top. Whereas Umada Amar Tzad Droimi, Rabbanan, the one he says does on the southern side, that's Rabbanan, because according to them, as we had learned, he walks around the Mizbeach, so he ends up by the south side, and that's where he's going to do these sprinklings. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Resa says, Zeh Semin, this is a Semin, this way to remember. Kol Nitol Min Bachotz, Lihinosan Bifnim, Nitol Min HaSamech Lifnim. Anything which is taken from the outside to be put inside, it's taken from that which is closest to the inside, namely, when we're taking coals from the Mizbeach to use them for Ketiras, so that's being taken from the outer Mizbeach to be brought inside, so that's taken from the closest place to the inside, that's the Maracha, that's the pile, the fire, the coals that are closest to the entrance of the Heichal. And V'chala Yotzei Mibifnim Lihinosan Bachotz Nitin Min HaSamech Lifnim. That which is going out from the inside to be put in the outside is placed on the closest thing to the inside. So when we have the Shiari Adam, or bring them from the inside of the Heichal to the outside to be poured on the base of the Mizbeach, it's poured on the base which is closest to the inside, that's the western base. Now Rav Yehuda says, the coals that are taken every single day from the Mizbeach to be used for the Ketores, and V'ner Maravi, the western Ner, this referring to the fire that's taken from the Mizbeach to light the Ner Maravi, or the Menaira, Lemeidin Megacham Shem Kippurim, they're learned from the coals of Yom Kippur, namely they're taken from the western side of the Mizbeach, and Ushne Bezich Levayna, Lemeidin Meshiari Damim, the two Bezichim of Levayna, the two spoons of frankincense that are coming from the Shulchan, which is inside the Heichal, and on Shabbos, they're put onto the Maracha, they're burned there, they're learned from the Shiari Damim, that they're put onto the Maracha, which is closest to the Heichal. Now going back to Shvichas Shirayim, the Pasuk tells us, V'eskol Dam HaPar Yishbach, L'Rabbis is including Dam Par Yom Kippurim L'Shvicha, that the Dam of the Par Yom Kippur has to be poured out, meaning when we have the leftovers of blood, it's poured on the Beis HaMizbeach. Asking more, V'lom Eloi Amar V'Sayer, why didn't he also say the blood of the Sar of Yom Kippur? Why only the Dam of the Par? And so Amar of Mani explains, because B'loi Kach in Izakak L'Arais, even without this, didn't we say before that he has to mix the blood of the Par and the Sar together for the last bit of the Avodah? So obviously, if the Shiarm of the Dam of the Par is being poured on the Beis HaMizbeach, included in that is the Shiar of the Dam of the Sar, because they're mixed together. And actually, Ashkachas Amar is found stated beferush in a Braisa that's called Dam HaPar Yishbach, the Rabbi's Dam Par Yom HaKippurim V'Sa'ir L'Shvicha, that this is including not only Dam of the Par Yom Kippur, but also the Sa'ir that the Shiarim are poured on the Beis HaMizbeach. Now we have another discussion regarding this, because the Pasuk tells us after he finishes all of Avodas Hadam, V'chila Mechaper Es HaKodesh, and he concluded being Mechaper the Kodesh. Now Isanei Tani Im Kila Kippur, V'Isanei Tani Im Kippur Kila. There are those that understand the Pasuk to be saying that if he finished all of Avodas Hadam, so he's brought about a Kapara, and there are those that learn that if he did the Kapara properly, so then he's finished everything and it's all good. Now the question is, what's the difference? So Rav says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Machlekes B'Nehain, this Machlekes Im Bi'ul Good. Now the question is, what's the difference? So Rav says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Machlekes B'Nehain, this Machlekes in between these two different statements. Manda Amar Im Kippur Kila. Tila, according to this first man, the Amar, that if he finished all of Avayis Hadam, so he attained the Kapara, what does this tell us? And here we have a big Girsa change. Ein HaShirayim Ma'akvin. The Shirayim are not Ma'akiv. That if he doesn't pour the Shirayim on the base of the Mizbech, that's not a problem. And the way we understand is Im Kila, if he finished doing all the regular Avayis Hadam that he's supposed to do, the main key Avayis Hadam inside the Kodesh Kedoshim towards the Parayches and on the Mizbech Hazav, so that's perfectly fine. Because Shvicha Shirayim as a whole throughout the year is not Ma'akiv. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, it's not Ma'akiv either. Whereas Manda Amar Im Kila Kippur, according to the second Manda Amar, so we're saying also here we have a big Girsa change, HaShirayim Ma'akvin. The Shirayim are Ma'akiv. If he didn't pour the Shirayim of the Dam Paran Sar on the base of his back, that's Ma'akiv. And that's because we're understanding Im Kila, if he concluded every single Avoida that he's supposed to do on Yom Kippur, only then Kippur has he attained the Kapara. But if he didn't do every single thing, including doing Shvicha Shirayim, so that's Ma'akiv and he didn't attain the Kapara. Now Rabbi Shuba Levi Amar, he says differently. Mashmais Benehain. It's just Machlekes Mashmais, how we read the Pasuk, but no practical nafkamina lamaisa. The question is, Maha Shirayim Ma'akvin? Are the Shirayim Ma'akiv or not? And the answer is that no, ain't a Shirayim Ma'akvin. The Shirayim are not Ma'akiv. And also, Rav Simon says, B'shem Rav Shubin Levi Beferosh, Laman Hiyom Beis on top, ain't a Shirayim Ma'akvin. According to this, Shirayim are not Ma'akiv. So the question now is, my Kedoin, what is their Machlekes? I mean, we said, Mashmais Darshan Ekebenayu, that it's just how are we supposed to Darshan. So the question is, what is this Machlekes? The answer is, Manda Amar Im Kila Kiper, the one who holds Im Kila Kiper, the way he's understanding is, Isa Isan Ab Matonais, whereas Manda Amar Im Kiper Kila, Eino Isa Isan El Matona Achas. What's this referring to? So actually, the brother understanding this pasuk as discussing not Shiare Hadam, not pouring the leftover blood on the base of Mizbeach, rather regarding the last four blood applications to the horns or the corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, as according to the first Manda Amar, it's telling us that Im Kiper Kila is treated like four separate Matonais. In other words, you might have thought that the four Matonais of this Dam inside on the Mizbeach Hazav is similar to the four Matonais of a regular carbon chatas outside on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, and just like over there, even though L'chatchila, four matanos have to be done. If only one is accomplished, that's okay. It's kasher b'diavad. So too, maybe these four matanos inside on the Mizbech HaZav, even though four L'chatchila should be done, if only one of them is, that's fine. That's why we're saying that Noam Kila Kiper, it hits four separate individual ones, and each one of them is Ma'akev. That's the first understanding. Whereas the second mandamer, who understands Im Kiper Kila, he takes it as an obvious, for granted, that all four matanos dam are considered like one, and so obviously has to do all four, or else it's considered like he didn't do it at all, and therefore the pasuk is just simply stating a fact. If he did everything you're supposed to, so he was mechaper, and it's not teaching us anything unique. We're going to stop here for today, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Shiare Hadam, these leftovers of blood being poured on the Mizbeach, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.